Any questions? All right, Don, thank you very much. Appreciate the presentation. All right, it's time that we convene the public comment session. The procedure of the board allows public comment sessions during each meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what speakers have to say, ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speakers are happy to avail themselves outside the board meeting room for questions and answers after the session if you want to talk further. We appreciate the fact that we have guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from them. I believe the first speaker is Spencer Gore. Spencer, are you here? Come forward. Welcome. You get good amplification up here, so that's great.
Okay, well, hello everyone, and thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you today. My name is Spencer Gore, and I'm a junior who spent the last few years studying aerospace engineering and engineering physics on the Urbana-Champaign campus. And each of those years has really broadened the horizons and enhanced my life. And at each turn through my education, the University of Illinois has really been there to support me, and I thank you for that. Today, I mean to bring to your attention policies that need revision to maintain both our reputation among employers and our students' long-term investment in the college's success. These policies govern semester internships, co-ops, and work terms. The bad news is this. The existing semester internship tuition and registration framework is hurting our students' competitiveness, breaking our commitment to equal opportunity, and most worrisome, causing us to embarrass ourselves in front of the world's premier employers. The good news is that there are simple, actionable steps that the board can take to quickly resolve this issue. 2 months from now, the Falcon 9 rocket designed by private spaceflight company Space Exploration Technologies will launch from California, carrying a satellite into orbit on the most powerful privately developed rocket ever conceived. With it will fly the hopes and dreams of thousands of engineers, as well as a few of my own, for I was one of the students that was chosen to help design it. The 4 months that I spent in Los Angeles as an avionics intern for SpaceX were among the most formative of my life. Every day I touched real flight hardware and designed parts headed for space. It's what I've always longed to spend my life doing, and is an actualization of the dream that brought me to Illinois in the first place. This is the sort of experience that I want to make sure everyone can have. Giving our students hands-on internships provides them a leg up in their future career search. Indeed, over 80% of the interns at SpaceX seeking full-time employment eventually received it. Semester internships, in particular, provide for longer, more in-depth experiences than 10-week summer positions, and have the added benefit of a somewhat smaller applicant pool. I think you might agree that we ought to be providing incentives for this type of experience. Unfortunately, we're doing just the opposite. When I was first offered a spring semester internship at SpaceX, I was presented with two options. I could either withdraw from the University of Illinois for 6 months, or I could enroll in a zero-credit hour internship course. If I opted for the former, I would lose my place in line to register for classes, ultimately delaying my graduation. If I instead enrolled in a zero-credit hour engineering internship course, I would have to find a way to come up with over $1,500 by the second month of my internship to make a range for engineering tuition payment. In my mind, this decision was clear. An extra semester costs a lot more than $1,500, so I enrolled in a zero-credit hour course. To be super clear, this course has no instructor, no instruction, and no credit value. It's just a registration trick used by the College of Engineering to allow students to accept an internship without losing their place in line for classes the next semester. The cost is so high because the lowest tuition bracket that exists is the range 4, which was initially designed as a cost-saving measure for students who studied abroad. But what was initially intended to save students money while studying abroad has unintentionally ended up burdening our semester interns. For after fronting thousands of dollars worth of airfare, mileage, hotels, fast food meals, and security deposits, our interns are asked to make a payment of over $1,500 without any access to financial aid for the non-service of not eliminating their registration status. This policy is unique to the University of Illinois. A survey taken of the other semester interns at SpaceX revealed that most students, those from Harvard, Cornell, MIT, University of Southern California, Stanford, Georgia Tech, and Carnegie Mellon, just to name a few, were given their registration priority for free. A survey conducted by our own engineering career services found that the top 12 engineering universities, only one, Purdue, charges a remotely comparable work experience fee, still of only $900. You know the situation is dire when we're lagging behind Purdue. By the time the tuition charges had rolled around, I just barely received my third paycheck. Realizing that paying both rent and tuition would mean describing my net worth in terms of the gasoline left in my tank and the food in my fridge, I scheduled a meeting with my recruiter to see if there was any way to receive tuition assistance from the company. SpaceX was generous, and they reimbursed me for the payment in full. But most employers, including my next one, NASA, are not so generous. But when they asked me what they were getting for their money, I couldn't provide an answer. For the first time ever, I was embarrassed to be from Illinois. Is it right to be restricting semester internships to those who have the financial backing from their parents to make an extra tuition payment? Is it right to be providing an incentive for our students to turn down these rewarding experiences? Is charging students tuition for no instruction fair and just? I don't believe it is. Do you? How can students feel invested in university success when they cannot feel that we've invested in theirs? The board can help us address this problem by immediately by pursuing one of two options. First, by creating a Range 5 tuition that captures the true cost of the resources used by semester interns, essentially their email accounts. Or second, by allowing students to withdraw from university for a semester and keep their registration priority upon returning. I'm impartial, though I understand that there are some benefits to pursuing the first option. Let's start off on the right foot by realigning our financial incentives with our goals and by letting students know that in the professional world, we've got their backs. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. The next person to speak is Rick Legu. Legu? Okay. Come on forward.
It's League. Thank you. Trustees, President Easter, ladies and gentlemen. First, thank you, trustees, for your service to the university. It is appreciated. On behalf of many others who were privileged to serve as Chief Illiniwek, we appreciate the time to present a matter important to us and many throughout the country. It was my privilege to serve as Chief Illiniwek and as an ambassador for this great institution in 1967, or 66 and 67. Today, I speak not only for my colleagues, but most importantly as an ambassador for and as a voice of the majority of 425,000 plus living alumni, all of whom experienced the chief in one way or another while on campus. Also speaking for the majority of the students and the majority of your constituents to whom you as a body are responsible. We come to seek your and President Easter's assistance in taking the next step in a dialogue with us and the Peoria Tribe of Oklahoma on the matter of a reinvented and forward-looking representation of Chief Illiniwek. We believe we have the foundation of a compromise initiative which is reasonable, is in the best interest of the university, and represents the bridge from the past to a unified future. This proposal is based on listening. It is restrained, and it restores significant goodwill the university has yet to recover since retiring the chief 6 years ago. But we need your help. This is a great opportunity here, but we will not be as successful without your partnership. What the Chief Illiniwek Initiative proposal is not and what it is. We are not seeking a vote to make the Chief Illiniwek the official symbol of the university. We are not proposing a return of the chief in his dance performance status. We are not proposing regular appearances. We have every reason to believe the Peoria Tribe is willing to discuss and explore with the university, with us, the following elements. A reinvented chief tradition, which would include approximately 2 appearances per year during 3 and 1 at halftime. A focused, single day themed based program to raise several hundreds of thousands of dollars of financial support for the Peoria Tribe, the university's programs, as well as other Native American organizations. It would be a charitable initiative inspired by the unquestioned passion so many still have for the chief today. The chief's appearance would not include dance movements, but simply a stationary presence during the Hail to the Orange with the Marching Illini. Picture, if you will, a Native American, a Peoria student in Peoria regalia, making a walk-on appearance during the 3-in-1, all by the design of and in collaboration with the Peoria tribe. We have proposed a three-way agreement between the university, the Peoria tribe, and our group of former chiefs to be the good stewards of this initiative. The agreement is proposed for a 2-year period of time after which all parties could evaluate whether or not to continue and how. 6 years after the retirement of the chief as official symbol of the university, a desire for what the chief represents to Illini is still very strong across this country. We hear this from our fellow Illini from all walks of life every week. And it was 47 years ago that this tradition was created to honor our Native American heritage here in Illinois. The Illini spirit, which the chief represented all of those years, still lives in the hearts and the minds of Illini Nation and is as strong as ever. As recent as March, over 9,000 of your students on the Urbana campus, most of whom have Rich, never experienced the chief in person.
The time's up, Rich.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Do have a copy of my presentation.
Thank you very much.
Can I provide that?
Yeah. All right, next speaker is Professor Joyce Tolliver. Joyce?
Thank you. Good afternoon. This presentation was written in collaboration with my friend and colleague Nick Berbulis, who's out of town presenting his work at an international conference today. But today, we represent only ourselves as individual faculty members from the Urbana campus. We are not speaking now on behalf of any group or governance committee, as we usually do. I'd like to speak with you today about the proposal that a person wearing Chief Illiniwek regalia appear again at athletic or other university-sponsored events. For some people, the figure of the chief represents a proud tradition. For others, the chief represents a shameful legacy. Whether the chief represented a respectful commemoration of Native American tradition or an act of racial insensitivity continues to be a matter of passionate debate. What is not open to debate is the fact that the use of that symbol sharply divided the university community. The intensity of that division has not diminished, even though in recent years it has not been on daily display. That division will become a matter of regular public display again, if the request of the Council of Chiefs is granted. I ask you, who are entrusted with protecting the well-being of our university, to consider the consequences of allowing such a performance. First, what would happen on our campus and in our community? Bringing back the chief, even if it only is once or twice a year, would mean countless editorials, protests, and speeches in front of the campus senates, on the quad, and right here in front of the board. It would mean accusations of racism or racial insensitivity directed by some members of our university community against others all over again. It would mean faculty outrage in the campus senates, which have voted consistently and unambiguously against the chief. And it would give ammunition to those faculty groups who accuse the university leadership of disrespecting or ignoring the will of the faculty. It would severely damage our recruits to recruit more Native American students and to build a strong, nationally respected Native American studies program. Perhaps most damaging, it would consume untold hours, energies, and attention in a distracting debate that does nothing to move our university into a better future, precisely at a time when we're faced with historic challenges and opportunities. At a time when we need to be moving forward together This would move us backward and divide us. But this damage would not be limited to the university and local debates. Consider how this would be received nationally. If this happens, we will see headlines, articles, and editorials across the country ridiculing the University of Illinois for going back on its word, lacking the courage of its convictions, or backing down in the face of pressure. We've already seen a preview of this. On May 7th, the Chronicle of Higher Education featured the headline, and I'm quoting, "Group seeks to revive U of Illinois' controversial mascot," end quote. Chronicle of Higher Education, May 7th. We will also be obliged to respond once again to the threat of censure from the NCAA. While here at home, the distinction might be made between reviving the chief as our symbol and honoring the great tradition of that symbol through a silent occasional commemoration, that distinction will be lost on many in the national higher education community who will condemn the decision to bring back the chief as unworthy of a great university. Bringing back the chief only occasionally or just a little is a nuance that no one outside this university will understand or appreciate. 6 years ago, after over 20 years of angry debate on my campus and throughout the country, the Board of Trustees declared that the chief would no longer be the symbol of our great university. As you weigh the request of one interest group against the finality of that 2007 board decision, I ask that you, the members of the current board, keep in mind the well-being of every segment of our university community. A university symbol should be a unifying thing. There's no way the chief can ever be anything but divisive. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. The last person to speak is Tony Manito.
Thank you, everyone, for your time today. My name is Tony Smaniato from Western Springs, and I'm proud to be standing before you as an alumni of the UIUC campus and also as this year and the 90th president of the Dads Association of U of I. My request to appear today is perhaps just to introduce you or reacquaint you with our association. Our board represents some tens of thousands of fathers, father figures, and guardians of our students currently enrolled. And while we're not a political organization, we are indeed a united and organized one, and we work with our partners at the IU Parent Programs Office to fulfill our mission, which is very simply put, we are together and united to provide our students with the opportunities to succeed and to build relationships in the Illinois family. The current makeup of our board is one of which I'm quite proud because I recruited most of these gentlemen, but our collective resume includes veterans, military service. We have three PhDs on board, scientists, doctors, lawyers, CPAs, a sitting judge, businessmen and engineers in robotics, computers, and soil science, but not aeroastro. Spencer, I'm sorry, we could connect afterward. Their collective experience and relationships are very inspiring, and they meet tirelessly to provide our students with opportunities, resources, and most recently with jobs. We were formed in 1922, the Moms in 1923. The Illini Union was dedicated in 41, so collectively we've served over 250 years for our parents and students on campus. So we encourage your continued support of the Dads Association, and in particular, please try to join us on Dads Weekend on September 27 through 29 in Champaign-Urbana. The association and its campus partners plan and execute a myriad of events. Those events generate funds. Those funds are plowed directly back into student programs. We try to fill in some of the blanks that this board has had the difficulty in cutting from budgets, and we try to be there to backfill some of those things. But we're certainly not on the level. The numbers I'd seen earlier today, last year we provided over $20,000 in residential fire safety training to the police department for crime prevention. We fund non-alcohol programming at the union. We've committed funds to learning strategies, academic advising, et cetera. And we also proudly contributed $27,000 towards direct student scholarships and academic tuition credits. So it's not a lot, but we're building on it every year, and we've built ourselves a significant war chest, so we're beginning to build up partnerships with Mr. Farrell's team and others in advancement as well. So our student-father relationships are also strengthened, as you may know, and President Easter knows, through our King Dad essay program. Our students submit essays by the hundreds telling them what their dad means to me. We force the dads to sign off so they get a chance to read what their proud children had to say. And we create a nice little buzz on campus with King Dad. And it creates for a really fun atmosphere for that weekend. Lastly, we just finished conducting our Career Connect, which is a volunteer program where about 40 of our parents come down, 40 or 50 last year, in the last two times to campus, and sit down with students and directly connect them with potential hirers. We don't teach them how to write resumes. We come down and we find them and give them jobs. So we're very proud of that program as well. So the dads continue to flourish in our 90th year of service. Thank you for your time today, and hope every time you see the Dads Association logo on campus, you'll think of figuring out a way to help them out and to support our programs. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Tony. I think some of us probably remember the opportunity to be on campus with our dads, so I appreciate that. All right. I believe we'll take a moment to announce the schedule of future board meetings. We have a meeting scheduled on Wednesday, July 24th for a retreat, and Thursday, July 25th, 2013 for the board meeting. We also have a meeting on Thursday, September 12th at the Urbana campus, and a meeting on Thursday, November 14th on the Springfield campus. I should clarify, the July meetings are here on this campus also. All right, since we've covered old business and new business, I would certainly entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Man, that was quick. And a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks, everyone, for your patience today. It's been a long day.
Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you.
I kept wanting to turn over to you.
Well,
I hope Chris is okay.
Oh, yeah, come in.